Please come to order. Would the members please note their presence by voting? Secretary, please take the vote.
The roll shows 13 senators present this morning.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer? Rabbi Danny Plotnick.
Let us pray. Good morning again, God. We thank you for another beautiful day. Please show us the way that we may be able to do thy will. We need thy help. Bless our land with plenty and our nation with peace. May righteousness dwell in our midst and virtue will remain amongst us. Praise be thou, O Lord, who hearest this prayer. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 103rd legislative day and Senate Supplement number 21.
Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, there are no additions or corrections. We will not announce the Senate when we approve the read.
And no objection. The journal is approved. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Senator Simpson.
Mr. President, I would like to introduce Mark Feltz, who is the son of the distinguished Senator William Feltz. Mark came down for the dedication ceremony before he got word that it had been canceled. So he's been spending a little time touring the facilities.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, The presence of a distinguished former legislator in the gallery behind me should not go without note. Dr. Helen Byrne has been a member of the other body for quite a number of years. And Mr. President, I'd just like you to know that in my district now, whenever anybody approaches me on anything to do with health or welfare, I tell them to go to Helen Byrne.
Welcome, Helen. We're caught two ways here. As an ex-legislator, you would have the right to speak. As a commissioner, it's been denied. This brings us down to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Messages from the other house?
Message of April 27. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to sponsor substitute for House Bill 30, thus adopting Senate Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 30, amended Senate, Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to Committee substitute for House Bill 147, thus adopting Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 147, Finance, amended Senate, amending the Motor Vehicle Code. Message of April 27 from the House stating the Speaker has appointed Representative Brown Chairman, Representative Munson, and Representative Chatterton to free conference on the Senate and House versions of the following bills: Senate Bill No. 241, Board of Nursing; Senate Bill No. 242, Board of Chiropractic Examiners; Senate Bill No. 244, Board of Pharmacy; Senate Bill No. 245, Board of Dispensing Opticians; Senate Bill No. 246, Board of Dental Examiners; Senate Bill No. 247, Board of Veterinary Examiners; Senate Bill No. 248, State Physical Therapy Board. Senate members appointed by the President yesterday were Senator Hackney, Chairman, Senator Ferguson, and Senator Ziegler. Message of April 27. The House has passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill No. 81, amended, making a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Governor, Division of Budget and Management, for payment of RCA rate increases with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 81, making supplemental appropriations to the Office of the Governor, Division of Budget and Management for payment of RCA rate increases to the Office of the Ombudsman and to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Division of Communications, and to the Alaska Court System, and transmitting for consideration. This has been distributed to all senators.
Senator Ray, would you rather have that set aside until the Chairman of Finance comes, or is it?
We have before us Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 81. Senator Pelosi, do you have a motion?
Sorry. Pushing for the President's Congress. So they broke down some votes on it, others on it, and others say no, they're going to have that. So if you would do to the death on this goddamn presidential Congress and finance, because they can't get them out. Yeah.
The question is, Senate McCurr and the House amendments to Senate Bill 81. I'm going to take a vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
All shows 16 yeas, 4 absent.
So the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to Senate Bill 81. Senator Coletta?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the concurrence vote on committee substitute for Senate Bill 81 amended be considered the roll call vote on effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Message of April 26, the House has passed Senate Bill 240, continuing the existence of the State Medical Board with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 240, amended House, continuing the existence of the State Medical Board and amending the laws regulating the medical profession and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Clark. The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 240? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 nays, 4 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 240. At this time, I'd appoint a free conference committee comprised of Senators Hackney, Ferguson, and Brewer.
Message of April 27, the House has passed Senate Bill 243, continuing the existence of the Board of Examiners in Optometry with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 243, terminating the existence of the Board of Examiners in Optometry on January 1, 1981, and reassigning its responsibilities to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development and transmitting for consideration.
Senator
Flores. Mr. President, I move the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 243 and request the body to vote no.
Question. The question is, the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 243. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 nays, 4 absent.
So the Senate has failed in the House amendments to Senate Bill 243. At this time, I'll appoint a free conference committee comprised of Senators Hackney, Ferguson, and Brewer.
Those are the messages from the House today.
This brings us down to communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committee.
The Rules Committee considered the following and recommends they be placed on the April 28 calendar. SCR 30, directing the Legislative Affairs Agency to study indexing the Alaska State Personnel Income Tax System. SCR 33, continued study of a direct investment by the state in the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline Project. SCR 36, dedication of land to the Wood Tikchik State Park. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 12, Finance, Northern Technology. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 34, Preparation and Distribution of a Taxpayer Summary of the Budget. House Bill Number 185, State Aid of Municipalities for the Construction and Development of Cultural Facilities. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 229, Amended, Fish and Game Licenses. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 365, Supplemental Appropriation to the University of Alaska for Acquisition of Library Books, signed Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner and Ziegler. These do appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 84, Pipeline Tariffs, and recommends that it be replaced with Second Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 84, Rules, just 84, and reports it back as follows. Senator Coletta, signed, do pass. Senator Sumner, signed, no recommendation. Senators Holman, Sumner, Tillian, Ziegler, and Coletta, signed to calendar on April 28th. This does appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee.
We have a brief meeting. Senate will be at 8. Please come back, daughter. Madam Secretary, where are we?
We're still on standing committee reports. The Rules Committee considered Committee Substitute for House Bill 290, Limited Entry Permit Applications, and recommends it be placed on the April 28th calendar with Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 290, Rules, with a new title. Senator Coletta signed, do pass. Senator Ziegler signed to calendar. Senator Sumner signed, no recommendation. This does appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend they be placed on the April 29 calendar. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 20, Judiciary, Commercial Fishing Loans. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 141, Amended, Establishing the Legislative Limited Entry Study Committee. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senators Tillian, Sumner, and Ziegler. These will appear on tomorrow's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports this morning.
Do we have any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports nor Senate resolutions.
That brings us to Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 282, by the Judiciary Committee by request, an act relating to the regulation of charitable organizations and the solicitation of contributions for charitable purposes.
Judiciary Finance.
Senate Bill Number 283 by Senator Bradley, an act authorizing participation by the American Legion, Department of Alaska Incorporated, and the Department of Alaska Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States in group insurance policies and in the public employees' retirement system.
Commerce, Judiciary, Finance.
Those are the bills this morning.
That brings us down to our daily calendar. Senator Clark.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent to send the recess to the call of the Chair of Carson for 15 minutes.
Senator, recess. Senators, please. Madam Secretary.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 84, an act relating to pipeline tariffs and providing for an effective date, is on reconsideration. There is a Second Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 84, Rules, offered by the Rules Committee.
Senator Clement. No objection. The Rules Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Second Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 84 by the Rules Committee, an act relating to pipeline tariffs and providing for an effective date. There is an amendment number one by Senator Ray. Page 1 on lines 14 and 19, change shall to may.
Senator Ray?
I would move the amendment. What this does is just give the commission the larger latitude. I think it's proper. It doesn't set in concrete. I'm
happy. Hearing no objection, amendment number 1 is adopted.
Mr. President?
Is that an objection, Senator?
It is. Just, I agree with Senator Ray's position. I just want to hear the exact positions again because my bill must be. It's committee substitute percent bill 84.
By the rules committee.
Yeah, I don't have it.
It's a second committee substitute for Senate bill number 84.
I do have it. All right. Yes, it makes sense there. Thank you.
Objection removed. Amendment number 1 adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator
Clark. President, I move the National Senate Bill 84 amendment to consider in advance of third reading and place for final passage.
Second committee substitute for Senate Bill number 84 amended, an act relating to pipeline tariffs and providing for an effective date.
I'd like to hear an explanation.
Senator Clark.
Mr. President, this was a measure that because of the time requirement had to be addressed within the first 60 days. In the course of addressing that time element, we left a few things unattended in the bill. The measure that's before us now just completes what we didn't have time to do because of the time requirement. And in essence, I did have placed on every member's desk a summary of what it does, but in essence, what it does is that one tariff problem is resolved, they all shall be resolved or at the same time. So.
Thank you.
Dear Mr. President, subject Senate Bill number 84. It has come to my attention that a statement contained in the original transmittal letter may be misconstrued. Let's see, maybe I should go back and read the first one. January 27?
Yes.
Dear Mr. President, under the authority of Article 3, Section 18 of the Alaska Constitution, I am transmitting a bill relating to suspension of tariffs under the Alaska Pipeline Commission Act, AS 4206. This bill would, in effect, allow the Alaska Pipeline Commission, APC, to extend the existing suspension of intrastate tariffs until the first phase of joint hearings between the APC and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, in Washington, D.C., is completed in April 1979. Presently, the initial tariffs filed by each of the shareholder companies in the Trans-Alaska Pipeline are suspended. Temporary tariffs, subject to the escrow provisions of AS 4206-400C, have been set in the interim, but under the provisions of AS 4206-400A, these tariffs will expire and the initially filed tariffs will go into effect on February 16, 1979, unless rejected or modified by the APC. The interim rates which have been established are likely to differ from the rates set as a result of these joint hearings, since calculations by the Commission staff indicate that, under a TAPS throughout of 1.2 million barrels per day, the state will receive approximately $1 million per year for every 1 cent change in the wellhead price. The final tariff must be set as a result of thorough deliberations. The following is underlined. If this amendment is not enacted by February 16, 1979, the Commission will be required to set a tariff based upon inadequate and incomplete information. End of underline. Due to the amount of money and the complexity of the legal issues involved, it is possible that any decision of the Commission will be appealed. Thus, in addition to being fair to both the carriers and consumers, the decision must be based upon a complete factual record and be legally correct. Unless more time is accorded to the Commission, such a decision may be impossible. Then on January 31, the Governor sent a correcting letter. Would you like that read? Dear Mr. President, subject Senate Bill number 84. It has come to my attention that a statement contained in the original transmittal letter may be misconstrued. To avoid that possibility, I am transmitting this supplemental letter. The original transmittal letter stated that for every 1 cent change in the wellhead price of Pudjo Bay oil, state revenues will change by $1 million annually. The $1 million figure is accurate when one is speaking of a 1 cent change in the wellhead price of all Pudjo Bay oil. However, since the Alaska Pipeline Commission will be setting a tariff only for the intrastate shipment of oil, the Commission's decision will only affect the wellhead price for the intrastate oil. Since a relatively small percentage of Pudjo Bay oil is shipped intrastate, the final tariff decision of the Alaska Pipeline Commission will not have as significant an effect on annual state revenues as suggested in the earlier letter. I also note that the immediate effective date clause was inadvertently left out of the bill. Such a clause should be added. The Commerce Committee report is on Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 84 relating to pipeline tariffs. The Commerce Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Bradley, Chairman, concurring Senator Kelly and Senator Sturgiolowski. Senator Stimson and Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall second committee substitute for Senate Bill number 84 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Oh, Mr. President.
Senator Taylor, is it working?
Something's wrong.
I've got mine open.
You want to open your? Open it up.
We'll reset.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's reset.
Okay.
Now I'm the only one.
Should we do it again?
Yeah, please. The question is, shall second committee substitute for Senate Bill 84 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 absent.
And so second committee substitute for Senate Bill 84 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 84 amended be considered the roll call vote on effective date clause.
No objection. The effective date clause is adopted. Senator Ray? Hearing no objection, the Senate reversed the introduction again.
In the gallery on this side, Mr. President, there is a person that I've known for years, and I can't remember him. He's a potential labor person and the son of Heather, Greg Cash.
Madam Secretary?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 12, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to northern technology and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring, Senators Rohde, Kelly, and Ziegler. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Homan, Vice Chairman, concurring, Senators Hackney, Bennett, Dankworth, and Sackett. Senator Ray signed, no recommendation. There is an amendment number 1 by the State Affairs Committee, page 3, starting with lines 1 and 2, delete. That's been distributed.
Mr. President, the first part of this amendment was made at the suggestion of the sponsor, and the council concurred with it. The reason they wanted to delete it was that it would be require that the council remove every loan that was made by the Department of Commerce. And the second part of the amendment, the, after some talking during the testimony with the sponsor, he agreed to that one also. I would move to ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment.
No objection. Amendment number one is adopted.
Amendment number two by the Finance Committee. On page 4, line 1, change 8 to 9 and 1 half.
Senator Sackett.
Board has the unanimous consent for adoption of the Finance Committee.
There is no objection. Amendment number 2 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Slatter.
Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent that rules be suspended and committee substitute for House Bill 12, amended Senate, to be considered in gross advance of third reading and place for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 12, Finance, amended Senate, an act relating to northern technology and providing for an effective date.
Question. The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill number 12, as amended by the Senate, passed the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 absent.
So committee substitute for House Bill number 12, as amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Clark.
Excuse me. Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of committee substitute for House Bill 12, amended Senate, be considered the roll call vote on effective date clause.
There are no objection. Effective date clause is adopted.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 34 by the State Affairs Committee. An act relating to the preparation and distribution of a taxpayer summary of the budget. State Affairs Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde and Kelly. Signing, no recommendation were Senators Bradley and Ziegler. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with the new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Hackney, Bennett, Dankworth, and Sumner.
Senator Sackett, the Senate has the need.
I move as unanimous consent for adoption of the Finance Committee.
There is no objection. The Finance Committee substitute is adopted by the original bill.
For committee substitute for House Bill number 34 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to budget and appropriation information. There are no amendments.
Senator Clinton.
Mr. President, a parliamentary inquiry, please. I notice the Finance Committee substitute is Section 4, an effective date clause. Does that constitute an effective date clause?
Yes, it does.
For section number one.
You're right.
So therefore, there's no effective date provision in the title, correct? Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 34 be considered in gross advance of third reading and place for final passage.
The Senate stands at ease.
Yeah.
Well, the Senate, please come back to order. Madam Secretary, where are we? Oh, Senator Ray, did you want the clock?
Well, Mr. President, it does seem to be something question as to the necessity of putting the effective date clause in the title. And it's one of the,
there is an effective date clause, so I don't know if you put that. Where is the effective date clause? I see a termination date.
No, there wouldn't be an effective date clause. It would be a termination date, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
You're okay.
Thank you. Secretary.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 34, an act relating to budget and appropriation information.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 34 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
Mr. President, Senator Curtillo didn't vote.
I'm a positive vote, but I think that
please void that vote and we'll have it again. That is like wondering where that 15th vote was. The question is, shall Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 34 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will take, or does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 absent.
And so, Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 34 has passed the Senate.
House Bill number 185 by Representatives Duncan, Anderson, Branson, Buchholz, Eliason, Freeman, McKinnon, Miles, Miller, Munson, Parker, Schaefer, Smith, and Gardner. An act authorizing state aid to municipalities for the construction and development of cultural facilities. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Strzelczyk, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Kelly, Mulcahy, and Stimson. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass. Majority do pass. Signed, Senator Homan, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Sackett, Gray, Hackney, Sumner, and Bennett. Senator Dankler signed, no recommendation. There is a Senate Committee substitute.
Mr. President.
Senator Strzelczyk.
Yes, I move and ask the consent that the committee substitute by the Community Regional Affairs Committee for HB number 185 be adopted.
Hearing no objection, the committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 185 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee. An act authorizing state aid to municipalities for the construction and development of cultural facilities. There are no amendments.
Senator Klatter. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 185 be considered engrossed, advance a third reading, and placed for final passage.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 185, an act authorizing state aid to municipalities for the construction and development of cultural facilities.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 185 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 1 nay.
So Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 185 has passed the Senate.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 229 amended by the Finance Committee. An act relating to fish and game licenses and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Homan, Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Dankworth, Bennett, and Hackney. There are no amendments.
Senator
Clement. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for House Bill 229 amended be considered engrossed, advance third reading, and placed for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 229 amended, an act relating to fish and game licenses and providing for an effective date.
Chairman.
Mr. President. Senator
Couture, will you stand at your ease for one moment?
We, Madam Secretary.
We're ready for the question.
The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill number 229 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will take the vote. Senator Danforth, please. The roll call. Madam Secretary.
The roll shows 14 yeas and one nay.
And so committee substitute for House Bill number 229 has passed the Senate. Senator
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 229 amended be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. We're going to have to do something about our mics. They pick up all sorts of noise. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, with reference to the next bill before us, House Bill 290, some of us have heard some rather discomforting news about it, which and it really we should make a little bit of investigation into what we've heard. So I'm going to move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 290 and all versions thereof before us be held over one legislative day.
Senate Bill number or House Bill number 290 will be on tomorrow's calendar.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 365 by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the University of Alaska for the acquisition of library books and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring. Senator Sumner, Dankworth, Bennett, and Hackney.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of the Finance Committee report.
Objections noted.
We have had ease, please.
That'll stand at ease. Objections have been removed. Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Madam Secretary.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 365, an act relating to architectural barriers. There is an amendment number one by Senator Coletta. On page 1, line 20, add section 3 and add to the title the effective date. Add, this act takes effect immediately in accordance with AS 01-10070C.
Senator
Clinton. Move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of the amendment.
Hearing no objections, amendment number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 365 amended Senate be considered in gross advance third reading and placed for final passage.
No objection.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 365 amended Senate, an act relating to architectural barriers and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 365 as amended by the Senate pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 absent.
And so Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 365 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 365 amended Senate be considered a roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 30 by Senators Kelly, Dankworth, Hackney, and Stimson. The Finance Committee considered this resolution and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring. Senators Hackney, Bennett, Dankworth, and Sumner. There's a committee substitute.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, we would ask unanimous consent for adoption of Finance Committee reports.
Hearing no objection, the Finance Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution number 30 by the Finance Committee, directing the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee to study indexing the Alaska State Personal Income tax system.
Senator
Senator Collette.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt committee substitute for SCR 30.
Question.
The question is, should committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 30 pass the Senate, members will proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 absent.
And so committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 30 has passed the Senate.
Senate concurrent resolution number 33 by the Rules Committee by request for the Joint Interim Committee on Gas Pipeline Financing relating to a continued study of a direct investment by the state in the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline Project. The Finance Committee considered this resolution and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and reports it back as follows. Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, and Senator Sumner and Hackney signed do pass. Senator Dankler signed do not pass. Signing no recommendation, Senator Bennett and Senator Ray. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Sackett. No objection. Finance substitute adopted in lieu of the original resolution.
Mr. President, you stand at ease, please.
Where are we, Madam Secretary?
Committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 33 by the Finance Committee relating to a continued study of a direct investment by the state in the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline Project.
Senator Collette.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt committee substitute for SCR 33.
The question is, committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 33.
Mr. President.
Senator Stimson.
I'd just like to make a few comments on this resolution, if I could.
You have the floor, sir.
Thank you. The resolution, in my opinion, will do more to delay, debilitate, and defuse the efforts to build the pipeline than to serve its intended purpose. The purpose, according to the resolution, is to delay the question of equity participation for 1 year. Take a look at the general obligation bonding for the state's participation. And it raises a number of questions in my mind about the status of the state treasury, whether we could afford the kinds of questions that are involved relating to the bond market in the first place. This resolution doesn't face the real question. According to the most recent study done by Tussing and Barlow, the real question is the line even possible without federal financing? And their most recent report says no. If we look at a little historical perspective on the line, when Alcan, Arctic, and El Paso were all competing for the line, El Paso and Arctic were quick to concede that federal financing was going to be essential for the building of those lines. And looking at it in retrospect, it becomes clear that one of the reasons that the Northwest was selected was of their assurance that federal funding wouldn't be necessary. And they also made assurances to us that state funding wouldn't be necessary. It has become demonstrably clear that Northwest has an unworkable financial plan according to the Tussing-Barlow report. And to quote from that report, and leaders in both the natural gas industry and the financial community almost unanimously believe the project cannot be financed and built unless the U.S. government guarantees part of the project debt. Not only does Northwest have an unworkable financial plan, the report continues, but because the gas producers, potential shippers, including Northwest's own partners, state officials, and important parts of the federal bureaucracy all believe the plan is unworkable, they do not sense any urgency in cooperating with Northwest or with one another in resolving even the non-financial issues. There's a lot of questions that have been raised. We haven't been told who the major firms are that will be financing the project. And I think we do a disservice to the Alaskan people by continuing to promote and encourage a financial plan that needs to be totally revised. Prudent decisions result from maturity, sagacity, and wisdom. And these characteristics consistently point to the importance of alternatives and problem solving. This legislature surely doesn't need to continue to resuscitate a financial plan that is dead. The authors of the report also say that despite a universal belief that the pipeline cannot be built, according to Northwest Current Plan, almost every party seems to be persuaded that the project is vital to the interests of both the United States and Canada, and it will be built, perhaps after some extended delay. And I think we are allowing that delay by this type of resolution. Last year, the legislature was assured that equity participation wasn't essential. Even as late as January 20th, McMillan said Northwest could privately finance the gas line. But less than 2 months later, McMillan came to Juneau and told the governor and the legislators that unless the state makes a commitment by June 1st to provide up to $1.5 billion in financial assistance to the project, the $4.5 billion segment in Alaska would be abandoned. I think it would be far better for this legislature to take a clear, strong position and let everybody know that we're not interested in equity participation. We want the gas line. It's time to revise the financing plan. Thank you, Mr. President.
Question.
Mr. President, Senator Christopher, one moment. The amendments, I believe, by Senate Finance provide us some information on which to base our decision. We go back to people that feel the pipeline should be built under any circumstances, participation or not, participation if necessary. I want to be able to point out to them in great detail what the alternatives are, what the cost to the state may be in a whole number of residual ways. And that's the reason I'm going to support this resolution. It has nothing to do with whether I support or don't support the gas pipeline participation by the state.
Question is, your committee substitute for a Senate concurrent resolution 33 passed the Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 5 nays.
And subcommittee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 33 has passed the Senate.
Senate concurrent resolution number 36 by Senator Homan, relating to the dedication of land to the Woodchuck State Park. The Resources Committee considered this resolution, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Signed, Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring, Senators Farenkamp, Mulcahy, Petula, and Bennett. Signing no recommendation were Senators Dankworth and Meeland. There are no amendments.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt SCR 36.
Question is, shall Senate concurrent resolution 36 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 3 nays.
And so Senate concurrent resolution 36 has passed the Senate. This brings us to the bottom of today's calendar. Senator Ray.
President, I'd like to move for reconsideration. Committee substitute for House Bill number 229 and then bring it up at this time.
229 and then 229. Can I have it?
Fish and game licenses. Without objection, bill is before us again.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 229 amended, an act relating to fish and game licenses and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Secretary, please read the specific amendment.
Amendment number one by Senator Ray. On page one, line 20, delete section two and renumber accordingly.
$5 onto a sport salmon fisherman or a sport steelhead fisherman. And it eliminates, of course, any cost to a subsistence fisherman for king salmon or a steelhead. Coming from Southeast Alaska, I just don't need this. I think this is an extra burden on us, and I would think that also would be an extra burden on the people in the anchorage area at the same time. So I would ask for the support to eliminate this, as I've often heard that section's owner's section from the bill.
Senator Sanka.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration and the pending motion to go back in second reading for specific amendment be held on Wednesday.
Other objections? Hearing none, this subject will be before us on the call.
Unfinished business.
That brings us down to the bottom of today's calendar. To unfinished business. Senator Ziegler.
President, under unfinished business, could I reminisce a little bit?
You may, sir.
Thank you very much. Looking at the picture of John Buttrill and remembering some of the times when he sat in Senator Peach's seat, I can remember one day in 1965 when the chair, we'll say, was a little bit indisposed. And Senator Buttrovich had gained the floor. He had been recognized by the chair. And he was addressing himself to the bill, which was under consideration. I don't remember what it was, but the chair felt exactly the opposite as he did about the bill. And after about 2 minutes, he said, Senator, he said, I think you said it about enough. And John, the gentleman that he always was and is, said, well, Mr. President, you've recognized me. I'm on my feet and I haven't finished my remarks. He was very courteous about it. And so after a few more minutes, the chair said, Senator Petrovich, he said, I've had enough of you, and if you don't sit down, I'm going to have the sergeant-at-arms throw you out. And Buttrill had fire and smoke coming out of his nostrils. His hair was straight out and back. He looked up at the chair, and he says, that'll be the day, Buster.
unfinished business. Senator Sackett. That automatically brings House Bill 75 before us.
Can we have 3 days?
Senator Sackett. Mr. President, I'd like to move now and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration be held on the next Monday. Hearing no objection, the reconsideration will be held on the next Monday. Any further unfinished business, Senator Hackney?
Well, Mr. President, maybe just a little explanation from the chair as to what the game plan is today. Are you going to give us that?
Let me see. Can I borrow anybody's crystal ball? I was somewhat annoyed this morning to come in and find out that the pre-conference wasn't working. I'd say that the friction between the two bodies is at this time building. Some extent, but we've been reasonable so far, and so have they, and I hope that throughout the day we'll work something out. In the meantime, we'll continue doing our business, and I would hope that sometime during the day the free conference committee could get back to work, but my crystal ball is very cloudy at the moment. So.
Yeah, that was one reason for asking, Mr. President, to attempt to get some ideas to how we can operate the free conference committees within the confines of whatever we may be doing in here today. Is it your intention to come back in, or what?
My intention to recess so that if the House does work, we can receive
legislation. I don't wish to do anything that provokes confrontations past the point they now are. That satisfactory, sir?
No.
Leave me just where I was.
I am now Senator Ray.
Questions? Are we planning our meeting tomorrow?
Yes, sir. We have a substantial calendar for tomorrow, and we'll continue work.
Why not just make
10 o'clock tomorrow? Any session that we have this afternoon will be strictly procedural, doing no business other than receiving questions.
Well, from what I hear, in order to get things going, why don't we just make it a consent calendar for tomorrow and eliminate all the problems?
Yeah. Perhaps there'd be a few things that I don't necessarily consent to.
Oh.
While we're under unfinished business, I'd like to appoint a pre-conference committee on Senate Bill 83, comprised of Senators Sturgis, E. Kelly, and Rennie. Brings us to special orders. Does anyone have any special orders? Senator Ray.
I have a special order, and that's to stand at ease for a minute.
Yes, sir. Senator, please come back to order. There. Any other special order?
Free conference committee for 83.
Committee announcements? Senator Holman?
Mr. President, the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee will meet Monday at noon in the Senate Finance Chambers.
Look who's right there. Senator Ray?
Could we revert to
Mr. President, I most respectfully ask you to remove my name from the pre-conference on Senate Bill 83. I don't think that I am emotionally coordinated to serve on a pre-conference.
Senator Ray, I can think of no other person here that's more emotionally coordinated than you.
I'm asking you to remove me from the pre-conference committee, Mr. President. If you insist that I serve on it, then whatever happens will be on your head.
Senator Ray, if I was to leave you off, everything that happened to me is still on my head. Do you refuse to serve, or may I still insist that you do?
Do you still insist that I do?
Senator Ray, I think, considering the subject matter, that I'll have to insist that you serve unless you absolutely refuse. Senator Holman? Recess to a later hour.
Maybe I should have taken it up when you finished.
Is that what I came back for? Yes, but you arrived too late to do the job. Thank you.
Mr. President, under announcements, dedication that was going to take place at 2 p.m. Petrovich Room in the Belts Room has been canceled. Senator Butrovich was unable to travel. It's nothing serious. But without him here, there was no need to really have dedication, so we'll postpone it till next year. So those individuals who were going to attend dinner tonight at Mike's, that's off also. Mr. President, I'd move a unanimous consent the Senate recess to 4 p.m.
Senator Holman?